Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. A lot is moving in the community today. We have solid content across everyday carry, food and pantry preparedness, communications, and general preparedness, plus some rising voices in the homesteading space worth knowing about. Let's get into it. We'll start with general preparedness, because Rogue Preparedness put out a video that cuts right to the heart of something a lot of people get stuck on. The message is direct. Waiting for a bigger budget before you start prepping is not a neutral decision. It is actively costing you. Not just money over time, but the window of time itself and the readiness you don't have while you're waiting. If that internal conversation sounds familiar, Morgan over at Rogue Preparedness made the case for why the "I'll start when I have more money" mindset is the wrong frame entirely. That pairs well with something the Bug Out location covered. After spending time thinking through where preppers focus their energy, that channel makes the case that real preparedness is not primarily about EMP attacks, societal collapse, or worst-case bug out scenarios. The argument is that most of what preparedness actually does for you lives in far more everyday territory. It's a grounding perspective, and one that tends to resonate with people who've been in the community for a while. From there, let's move into food and pantry preparedness, because Sutton's Days put out something that is genuinely worth your attention this morning. The focus is on what 1/3 of the global fertilizer supply being disrupted during spring planting season actually means for food prices and availability later this year. The FAO has issued warnings that crop yields will tighten in the second half of 2026 and into 2027. Sutton's Days breaks down what preppers should be doing right now in response, specifically before those shifts show up at the grocery store this fall. If you have been on the fence about building out your pantry, the timing argument made in this video is concrete and specific. Staying in the gear space for a moment, Accessorize Me built two complete all-black everyday carry kits from the ground up, one at $300, one at $3,000. The comparison runs side by side across every component, wallet, knife, and the rest of the carry lineup. The core question the video answers is whether the price gap between budget and high-end EDC gear actually translates to a meaningful difference in what you're carrying day to day. If you've ever wondered where your EDC dollar goes furthest, this one gives you a direct comparison to work with. Fieldcraft Survival covered EDC from a different angle. Mike Glover walked through the mistakes people make with their everyday carry setups, the things that sound fine in theory but create problems in practice. It's a mistakes to avoid framework, which means it's useful whether you're new to EDC or have been dialing in a carry for years. Now over to communications, and Ham Radio 2.0 delivered something the off-grid comms community has been waiting for. It is a full breakdown of the 8 best Meshtastic and Meshcore nodes for 2026. The comparison covers NRF52 hardware, solar power options, and LoRa modules, all evaluated specifically for low power consumption in off-grid network builds. If you are building or upgrading a mesh communication network, this is a current hardware-specific guide. That channel knows this space well, and this kind of head-to-head comparison is exactly what people need when they're making purchasing decisions on nodes. Now, a note on a couple of videos from channels in the community that are covering geopolitical and current events territory today. Canadian Prepper has two videos up, one featuring a guest predicting rising geopolitical tensions, and another focused on military conflict in the Persian Gulf and Eastern Europe. Full Spectrum Survival has two posts as well, both framed around NATO, international conflict, and population-level concerns. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Let's move to the Rising Voices section, creators putting out relevant content who are building their presence in this space. No Doubty Network shared something that is genuinely instructive for homesteaders and off-grid preppers. The channel documented what happened when their homestead water supply ran completely dry, unexpectedly, at the start of what was supposed to be a normal day. The video walks through how the week changed as a result. Water redundancy is one of those things that feels theoretical until it isn't, and a real account of what it actually disrupts gives you a practical lens for evaluating your own setup. Primitive Camping and Bushcraft covered a water skill that is short but worth repeating. Clear water cannot be trusted. Visually clean water can still carry pathogens you cannot detect by looking at it. The guidance is simple. When in doubt, boil it. It's a short format piece, but it's the kind of foundational reminder that has real-world consequences when people skip the step. Off-Grid Al is documenting an active off-grid homestead build. This week's update covers workshop construction, including finishing another section of sheathing, a supply run, and solar prep, alongside some time fishing for brook trout. If you're following along with a ground-up build or drawing ideas for your own, this channel is chronicling the process in real time. Thau V Garden Farm put out a full homestead day, gardening, building with natural materials, and cooking from scratch. It covers the range of skills that make a homestead function day to day. And Ridge Haven Homestead Off-Grid Living addressed the mindset piece directly, the "I wish I could do that, but I can't" conversation. The video works through the objections people raise when they think off-grid homesteading is out of reach for them. That's a useful counterpart to the rogue preparedness video we covered earlier about budget and timing. Now, a quick note on a couple of videos that came through today that didn't carry enough detail to describe confidently, so we'll leave those alone and keep moving. Before we get to the community discussion, let's hit the deal of the day, because this one is actually significant for anyone thinking about backup power. Jackery is running a sale right now on the Home Power 3600 Plus solar generator. It has 3,584 watt-hours of capacity and runs both 120 volts and 240 volts output. It is currently 39% off at Jackery.com. For a unit with that capacity and dual voltage capability, 39% is a real number. If you have been watching generator prices and waiting for a moment to move, that deal is live now and worth checking before it ends. On the community discussion side, Reddit was quiet today with no threads flagged for the briefing, and there were no podcast episodes in the data. So we'll keep it brief there and note that the absence of noise in the forums sometimes just means the community is watching and processing. Given the volume of content that dropped yesterday and overnight, that tracks. To close out this morning, the thread running through today's briefing is the tension between urgency and practicality. From Sutton's Days laying out a specific food supply timeline, to rogue preparedness making the case against waiting, to the water system failure documented by No Doubty Network. The content today keeps coming back to the same idea. The gap between knowing you should prepare and actually doing it has consequences that are specific, not abstract. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thank you for starting your morning with us. Stay sharp, stay ready, and I'll see you tomorrow.